Stories like this are made possible by listeners like you. Become a member now at KUNM.org.
This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Behavioral health funding in New Mexico took about a $4 million hit at the end of last week's legislative session. But the Human Services Department may have asked for even less money than that. Democrat John Arthur Smith of Deming is the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, which is tasked with hammering out state spending. He says, yes, they took millions from behavioral health services, but it wasn't because New Mexico is so strapped for cash. Instead, Smith explains, the head of the Human Services Department said they could do with about $6 million fewer dollars for behavioral health.
You know, we have an awful lot of uncertainty. I can't say that I feel good. We're moving forward precariously.
The Human Services Department did not respond to requests for comment as of airtime. Advocates marched on the Capitol during the session to call for no cuts at all to mental health and substance abuse treatment programs. Those services have been in turmoil after the shakeup a couple of years ago when the state froze Medicaid funding to 15 providers, most of whom have now been cleared of fraud charges. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.